Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom McBride. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Boo Ferris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Boo Ferris. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jake Jones. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lloyd Christopher. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. And now, play ball. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball four. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards second. Michaels fields it, throws to first for one, and over to second, with Appling covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ferris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a line drive towards third. Baker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ferris for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0 for 1 in the game. Pellegrini strikes out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pesky moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, York hits a line drive into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pesky scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baker. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Baker steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baker moves to third. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 1 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0-for-1 in the game. Christopher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini misplays the ball. That's an error on Pellegrini. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to second. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-2 in the game. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Pellegrini settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Christopher. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-2 in the game. McBride hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lloyd Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-2 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops it up and throws to first, with Rigney covering, for the out. One out. Don Callaway now playing third base. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris is 0-for-2 in the game. Ferris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dickey hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Johnny Rigney. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards right. McBride fields it and throws to second to catch Tucker for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ferris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 0-for-3 in the game. Pellegrini hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Callaway fields it and throws to first for the out. Pellegrini moves to second. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams is walked intentionally. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. York hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pellegrini moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Doerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pellegrini scores. Williams moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-3 in the game. McBride hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Doerr moves to second. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-3 in the game. Culberson is hit by the pitch. Williams scores. Doerr moves to third. McBride moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Philly bunts in front of the plate. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pesky fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.